with honest love and all the...
Hey, everyone. We have a special show tonight. I'm really excited. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world is here, meaning he's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world because he's control of some of the stuff on ABC, daytime and prime time, ABC exclusive. Nathan Bodie is here, and tonight he will be on the show, and you guys can call in. Let's all be respectable, which also is always respectable, and let's have a really good time and find out what's going on in the middle and General Hospital and all of daytime. Here Nathan is.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
Good. Yeah, you are one of my favorite people. I'm just
Thanks, Carly. thank you so much.
Thank you,
you as well,
sitting down with us. And I know
Absolutely. Seven
Wheeled Sweeps is a big time for you.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a big month.
Can you, before we get talking about General Hospital, because there's a lot of stuff to cover there, when is the mill coming back? Because my mother is upset. I have my mom upset.
It was off for a few weeks, but they'll be back with a brand new episode starting Wednesday, February 10th, which is coming up in just days from now. So we kick off Wednesday, and I think we have three new original episodes in a row for the rest of February, and then we take a little break, and then we have more episodes in March, April, and May.
Why is it that with the primetime shows, like Grey's Anatomy has been off forever, Nathan? And
it's coming back next week.
Well, I know, but it feels like it's forever. But why does the primetime take that long of a break? Do you know? Can you tell?
Well, yeah, I do know. Well, we start in September, and we have to stretch till the end of mid-May or the end of May. And that is many, many more weeks than what the number of episodes we order. And we can only order so many episodes for financial reasons. So, for example, we do quite a few episodes of Grey's Anatomy. We do 24 of Grey's Anatomy. We do 24 episodes of The Middle and Modern Family, The Goldbergs. So we have pretty big orders with some of our most popular shows. But, you know, that still isn't enough to fill it between September and May. Mm-hmm. So we have to go on break a little while. And in recent years, because of all the competition and DVR use, we found that repeats don't really do that well anymore. So instead of doing repeats, we usually put on another show for 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes the comedies have repeats, but we have to take breaks here and there so we can stretch out the whole season for, you know, those 9 or 10 months. So that's the reason, but I know it's a bummer.
Wish we had
bigger orders, but it would.
That can be sustainable. I mean, that really can. And I T-balled the Bernie Madoff thing last night because I'm. I'm just very curious. Dumb guy. Sorry.
Yeah, that was a big, high-profile miniseries, and it was a two-night event, and it just wrapped up last night, and I actually watched it. It was really, really well done, so I hope everyone got a chance to check it out.
Well, yeah, I have that on my TiVo, and I'm also having watched the Oze thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. That was really good. Did you like it, or did you watch it yet?
Well, I haven't watched it yet, but... You know half of the reason why. I mean, I was obsessed with the trial of the century. I will say that. It took off all soaps all the years back. I wasn't happy with people.
I remember it was quite a few weeks, right? It was months.
We were seeing soaps at almost like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I would have to wake up and record it and then go back to bed. And then wake up
before we had DVRs.
Yeah, see. You know, and our little Nicholas, Spencer is on the O.J. Simpson movie. Just for everyone to know, I don't know when he will be a part of it yet. All I knew, he was cast in it. Do you know anything more about that, Nathan?
I actually don't know when his air dates are going to be. He's also busy working on a new Disney Channel show, so unfortunately we haven't been able to use him lately on General Hospital.
I know.
So he's been a little busy, and Disney Channel is, you know, they're shooting as many episodes as they possibly can over there before our little kids get too old. So I don't know. I hope we see him back in the near future, but I don't have any dates for you yet.
Well, okay. To tell Frank that Carly really misses Spencer and Sunny moments. those two moments when Bernice Bernard and Nicholas is so good, and the relationship that Frank has done over time with them is phenomenal. I mean, I love it. So, and
yeah, they
I
were
know
great.
You
they
guys.
Were really great together.
And I know you said the last time you were on here, you
mm-hmm.
were pulling away from using the kids. A little bit.
And, you know, that was before the actor who plays Spencer, Nicholas, you know, ended up being cast in that new Disney Channel show.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had access to the actor still, obviously, you know, he would be shown much, much
mm-hmm.
more, especially with what's going on with Nicholas and Hayden on the show.
Uh-huh.
It'd be very helpful to have him. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just didn't work out with scheduling. And again,
mm-hmm.
he seems to be, you know, the Disney Channel is pretty much is locked him in, at least for their order. I don't know what their order is or when they're going to be done with production. But definitely everyone misses him on the show. We keep talking to Disney Channel since we're owned by the same people, and we hope to see him sometime in the future. So hope for the best.
And a lot of people have been Facebooking and Twittering me, is Emma coming back? That's what a lot of people miss is Brooklyn. I know she only has been on for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but
know.
In people's minds, it seems like forever in people's mind, because another great little kid actor, all the kids actors on there is good. So
yeah, Emma
for
Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn and plays Emma is fantastic, and we, you know, I can't give you specifics, but I can give you a little hint that a big hint is, you know, spring break is coming up, and perhaps Emma will be visiting Grandma Anna during spring break.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I would say to keep your eyes open.
People, keep your eyes open, Nathan said that. And today, I mean, this week, I'm not all caught up with General Hospital. I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm not.
How dare
but,
you,
guys. I know. But the whole thing with Jake, and you're doing another Swinger storyline like you did with Spencer last year.
We are, yeah. We just actually shot
that. Yeah, can you tell
recently.
Us more about that?
I can tell you it is going a little bit about it because we're still a little ways away from it, but it is going to involve Liz and Jake, and we will be going to another Shriners Children's Hospital this coming up in a few weeks, and can't give too many details away, but Shriners is an unbelievable organization.
Mm-hmm.
They do amazing work for children across the entire country. For those who can't financially afford it, they are just a fantastic organization, and we are so lucky to have paired up with them again. And they are really great partners, and I love working with them. So I'm very glad that we are able to do another storyline with Shriners.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say watch for it. It'll probably kick in, I would say, in a couple weeks from now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah,
okay, I got to know from my own selfish. This is my own selfish question. This is no one else's question. Tell
just
me Carlson is... Okay, I know. Tell me Carlson is going to be okay. I mean, I'm trying to be objective here because I'm a radio host.
I know.
Sunny and Carly are my couple.
Yeah, I think Sunny and Carly are a great couple, and you know, just as any relationship, there's ups and downs. So, but you know, the strength of relationship is being able to face life's challenges, and I think Carly and Sunny are ready to face those challenges. And we have some really interesting, really emotional scenes coming up for the rest of February between Sunny and Carly, and a few interesting things happen between them, which will bring, you know, the whole mob scene into question a little bit, and how
yes.
Carly feels about that. And so a lot of great stuff to look forward to in February and beyond, too. So definitely a great couple.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you have the Lillian Alexis wedding coming up, I hear.
Yeah, that's going to be really exciting.
You have that.
Big February sweeps. I think, you know, finally Julie and Alexis, after that wonderful proposal during the holiday ball in December,
mm-hmm.
We're leading up to the big day in a few weeks. And as always, because it's sweeps and because it's General Hospital, there's going to be some surprises and some bumps along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see what happens when we get closer to them walking down the aisle.
Well, I mean... I'm happy that you guys are bringing back the mob, personally, because I miss Sunny in a gunfire blazing, you know. And,
right.
You know. And
well, we all try to do everything. We're trying. The goal is to do everything a little bit more in moderation. So instead of bombarding people with one, you know, topic or one story, we are trying to spread it out. I know not everyone agrees with that, obviously. That is our goal, and that is the goal of Gene and Shelley and Frank and ABC right now, is to kind of spread out the storytelling, not do 5 days a week of mob, not do 5 days a week of any one particular story, but have a variety of characters and stories, and make sure that we're still steaming ahead in trying to, you know, pace up stories a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I don't blame you guys for doing that, because you need to have a real balanced show, and I know the show isn't called Zenu Mob People, but Maggie, my BFF and my co-host, we just get happy when Sunny's on screen and there's a gun, you know, happen to be in his
chair. Sure. Yeah, no, look, that's what makes the show so fun, because everyone has a different interest in the
mm-hmm.
show, and some people love the mob aspect, some people love the hospital story, some people love the romance, and there's just so much to like about the show that, you know,
I think
you can watch it. If you can watch a show as an ensemble, I think that's
mm-hmm.
the most satisfying way to watch it. So,
I mean, there is. I mean, General Hospital is that show that everyone can watch for, you know, everything, and that's what General Hospital has always done. People keep thinking Anthony Geary might be coming back for, you know, the reunion. Is that true, or you can't say?
Everyone loves Tony Geary, and we had a really great send-off for him. I can honestly tell you there are no plans to bring him back right now. But, I would never say never, because you never know what's going to happen down the road. But as of today, as the moment I'm speaking with you, we don't have a story, or we don't have any immediate plans to bring Luke or to Tony Geary back as of right now. But never know. Down the road, that could change, and as story dictates it, we might discuss that down the road. But I think it'll be a little while before we see Luke back on General Hospital.
Well, I mean, I just thought it wasn't great, and, you know, I've been hearing from a lot of people that Luke Demon called Sunny when Sunny got in the hospital with a gunshot wound. For that, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, we know he's off screen, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, this, you know, he loves Sunny.
Well,
those two have the bromance of all bromances.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, he on the show, Luke is off finding himself, and it's kind of choose your own adventure. In my mind, I see Luke as finding himself somewhere, you know, maybe who knows, hiking, or in a world where maybe there's no phones, or, you know, he's just busy finding himself and working on all of his demons. So, but if the time is right and everything works out, then and it's interesting to the story, then like Frank has said, I believe in the press, we weren't happy to
mm-hmm.
work with him again down the road. So we'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, I know everyone is hoping there is going to be a nuisance ball this year, because the past couple of years has been so great, and I know it's expensive to make, but will there be a nuisance ball?
I hope so. We're working on a plan right now, and we should have more information as soon as, you know, we get some deals in place and everything's closed and official. But I can't say anything quite yet. But again, stay tuned, because as soon as that's all locked up, you know, we have every intention of having another nurses' ball this year, and it's always really fun to shoot. And like you said, it's expensive to produce, but the cast loves it, and the crew. It's just it's a fun time, not only to shoot, but then of course to air as well for the fans. And there's a lot of history involved as well. So I certainly hope the nurses' ball will be back. I don't have a date yet, but you know, we would hope maybe late spring.
Well, yeah, I mean, last year it happened in May. So, I mean,
yeah,
you guys have a couple of months. So, and I feel sorry for you usually. I always feel sorry for you. But,
yeah.
No, with the JSAM liaison thing, you know, which is, that's why I feel sorry for you, Nathan.
No, there's no reason to feel sorry for me. I you know, what it tells me is that people are passionate about the show. If people weren't talking about the show, if they didn't have favorite fans, I think that would be, you know, detrimental to the show's future. So as long as people are passionate and this 1 hour a day show creates so much online discussion and debate, I think that's all, you know, it might not feel healthy when you're not reading very kind comments online, but I think the more people are talking about a show, I think it's great. You know, people talk about Scandal and people talk about Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder, and the conversation keeps going. So what you don't want in television is the conversation to stop. And as long as people are talking about General Hospital, I think it's great. And sure, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of passionate fans out there who feel, you know, really loyal to one couple or one character. But, you know, I totally appreciate that, because I know everyone who watches the show, especially the people who watch 5 days a week, are really attached to these characters. So you know, you want the best for the people that you're rooting for. And I totally understand and appreciate that. So keep on with the comments.
You cannot, I mean, because Jason and Liz fans want Jason and Liz to end up together. Jason and Sam wants their couple to end up. Hey, I've been saying this for a couple of months. Just do a triangle and call it a day.
Well, there's got to be an outcome of the triangle, right? Eventually.
Well, yeah, but see, I'm trying not to have people kill me, see? So
Very smart,
Carly.
Yeah, no, I
know.
Because, well, end of the day, you can't please everyone. And again, I totally respect Frank and Gene and Shelly. And they, you know, Shelly and Gene are really our story masters, and they are guiding us through the story right now. And I give a lot of credit to them. It's not an easy job to do, and they, I think, are doing a very fine job at it. So it's exciting to see what they've got coming down the pipeline. And I think they've got a really good grasp on the characters and moving them along and seeing what happens. You know, in a few months or a few days or whenever, you know, you're always going to have a portion of the audience that's not happy. But again, that's what a soap opera is. You know,
exactly.
even when I was growing up watching, I had my favorites and I was rooting for certain couples and certain characters. And sometimes you get what you want. Sometimes you have to kind of go through, you know, the heartstrings, you're pulling the heartstrings a little bit, and sometimes it you know, feels a little painful. But again, the goal is to feel something when you're watching TV. All TV should make you feel something. That's a sign of, I think, a good job. And that's what, I mean, that's how I respond to TV. When I'm feeling something, whether it be comedy, laughter, sadness, crying, whatever that emotion is, I just want to be moved in a certain way, and I hope that's what we're able to do on General Hospital.
Well, yeah, and you guys are doing a great job of it.
Thank you.
I miss Michael and Sabrina. They are my other couple I love. And we know Teresa just had a baby.
Yeah,
so, and
congratulations,
we know,
Teresa.
Yeah, and we know she will be off campus for a little while. But
yes,
just so you know,
Teresa is, you know, enjoying time being, you know, a second-time mom and spending that time bonding with her newborn. And when the time is right and she's ready to come back to work, she will be back.
Well, yes, and my only complaint, too, why did you have to bring Carlos back, Nathan? Why are you doing it to me?
Well, we had our reasons, and we, you know, we ultimately were sitting around, and we didn't want Anna to actually be a full-out murderer. So it just, you know, there's, we need to get a little redemption for Anna. Anna Devane is a very important character to General Hospital.
Well, yes.
The legacy of the show. So it serves the Anna story much better, and in the end, it'll all make sense. So you got to keep
watching. It does, but, you know.
And it will make more sense, even as the months go along. I know some of the stuff that's coming up in the spring, and it's going to be great. So.
All I got to say is, you know, Carlos killed my Duke, okay?
I know. That was heartbreaking.
Him.
I know.
Not forgiving
him. I can't. Look, I love Duke, too. I can't forgive the character of, you know, for Carlos killing him, too. But
yes, I can. And when he was brought back, it was 2:30 in the morning. I was watching the show, and I screamed at 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, "What? No!" But,
no,
yes,
I know.
And,
it was sad. It was a sad day, and it was hard. But I, you know, it's given us some interesting places to go with Anna, and she's, you know, seeking. Both, you know, Anna's seeking Duke's, you know, death as revenge,
uh-huh.
And I think Sunny feels the same way. So. It might be interesting, you know, maybe Anna and Sunny will work together down the road. How weird
that's
would that be?
Why,
you know?
See, that's what I've always wanted because, you know, Sunny took such good care of Robin when Anna and Robin couldn't be there. And my thing is, they both love Duke. Now it's time for revenge. Now it's, you know, I want all our marble on their hands, and I would love to see Zulian finally getting in trouble for this because I don't believe Zulian is out of the mob. I will say that. I think he's a puppet swinging person right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and.
Well,
just, you know,
it begs the question, can you ever really leave the mob? I think that's
exactly.
What we're kind of, that's what we're addressing, then that's what we'll, you know, if I'll give you a little hint, that's probably what. Well, you know, ultimately we might be exploring, you know, will something or someone pull him back in? Can you ever just really walk away from the mob and totally start a new life? So we'll find out.
And two more questions before I let people on air. Because
sure.
There's people. What was that? Oh, crap. You made me think. No, I'm kidding. Yes, the whole thing with Jake bringing little baby Drake back was a genius, you know, because I never say he died. I always did the Elena card the moment it happened. And my question
look at you.
Is,
What?
Okay. Was that his kidney used in Zosselin? Are they ever going to really be able to tell us what happened there?
I'm sure they will. We haven't addressed it quite yet on air, but we do talk about it amongst ourselves. So, I would say that you know, if I think that's probably to come down the road.
Okay, and people want the Avery custody battle to be over, and I want Avery back with Sunny and Carly. Surprise.
Well, duly noted, Carly. Duly noted.
Well, no. I mean, you know, this. I mean, I just think Ava murdered someone. You know, Sunny just ordered the call. Okay?
Right.
So, you're going to give a baby to an actual murderer, then a person that just accidentally does the ordering? I mean, come on.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll continue to address it as the winter and spring episodes go on. So there's much more to play off of Sunny, Ava, and Avery.
Okay,
so
good.
Keep
okay,
watching.
We better do phone. Well, because I promise I will have you out. Huh. Okay, 218, you on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Nathan. I've talked to you before. And
great.
I have a question this time.
Yeah.
What do you and Frank or the other powers that be, so to speak, use as a guideline or a criteria to determine how a storyline is being accepted or not accepted by the viewers?
We, first of all, I mean, any writer has to have a gut instinct, so whether it be any of the writers that General Hospital's had over its 53-year history, any of our primetime writers, you know, we start with the writers. It's the what the writers feel is best for a character or the story or the continuing storyline to keep something moving. We want to make sure the story is moving, that the story doesn't fall flat. There's that saying, you know, a happy couple sometimes is a boring couple. So we have to keep, you know, even happy couples having some kind of conflict. It doesn't mean they have to break up, but they have
right.
to be strong as a unit. And so that comes into play a lot. We have to always be talking about, you know, what's going on this week, what's going on in a couple weeks, couple months, and then ultimately, where do you see those characters going in the summer and the fall? And we even have very preliminary conversations that where we'd like to see some of the characters by, for example, a year from now. So you got to keep thinking about that. Other criteria, I mean, really it stems all from the writers coming up with story areas and ideas and running them past myself and Frank and Vicki Dummer, who oversees the primetime scripted department and also General Hospital as well. We all discuss it at great lengths. We, you know, there's a lot of rumors out there that we come in and dictate story. We don't dictate story at ABC, so that is an incorrect rumor that's flying around. We might have ideas, but everyone has ideas. We, you know, ideas can come from anywhere, come from, you know, assistants, other executives, other people who work at General Hospital, the producers, the crew, the staff. So anyone with a great idea, we're always, you know, willing to take within our own family. What we can do, unfortunately, is we can't really take ideas from the public world just because of legal reasons and, you know, we're owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
Disney has many, many legal ramifications to deal with. So, unfortunately, we can't take, you know, scripts or pitches from the outside world. And in addition to how we're doing, we do have focus groups that are, I would say, gosh, now we're up to, we probably do them eight to 10 times a year. And that is done throughout the entire country. We do a mix of in-person focus groups, and we also do a mix of we're trying out new technology with mobile, like on your phone and your iPads and your computers. We're doing questions and character analysts using new technologies. So we do a lot of different testing. We never do the same testing because we always want to keep the information fresh. Those people that we do poll, we have them do a little quiz on the show to make sure that they are avid viewers of the show. And we try to get the viewers that are watching at least 3 to 5 times a week to kind of pitch in. And we go through in-depth analysts on all of our contract players, all of our recurring characters. We also do, for example, we just tested the show, I think, a few weeks ago out in the field. And so we do a lot of questions just based on what the people in the focus groups had just watched. So if there's a certain storyline that's kind of, you know, coming to an end or in the middle or the beginning, we're taking a survey on that. So we do pay attention. And then, of course, I mean, Frank, I know, pays attention. I pay attention to social media. My boss pays attention to social media. We take social media with a grain of salt just because there's so many different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little
oh, yeah.
bit hard. It's a little bit hard to kind of narrow in and focus on one particular thing. I know, you know, people, I mean, even old-fashioned letter writing, I do read everything that comes into my office. I do note it mentally. I do have a file that I keep stuff in. So we are very coherent and aware of when, you know, when something is truly hated or something is not working. Probably, you know, the latest example, which wasn't just because of an online petition, but it made sense in terms of a new story. It made sense because, you know, Michael Easton was a beloved soap opera actor.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense because we had new writers and we had new direction of the show. Everything just worked out really well. So an example of that, in addition to all the letters and emails and everything we received, where we took a step back and we had a very, very, I mean, we were in discussions for months and months about bringing Michael Easton back and thinking, how can we do it better this time? How can we do it so that his new character will actually mean something, will resonate with the fans, so we don't make a misstep in bringing on such a beloved actor and then not using
mm-hmm.
him to our benefit or to Michael's benefit.
Back.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad to hear
it.
Very
glad he's coming back.
So I know that's kind of a long-winded answer, but it just goes to show there is a lot of thought and there's a lot of people, you know, I mean, there's not actually as many people involved in General Hospital as there are on the primetime shows, but there is a small group of people that are really great to work with, and I really respect everyone's opinion. But I love to hear everyone's opinion, even from the public. If I happen to run into someone who watches General Hospital, or a friend of a friend, or you know, any relative of mine who happens to watch the show, I like to just hear how people are feeling about anything, and I take it all in, and I like to absorb it all, and if, you know, if there's something that kind of sticks out in my mind, or something that I keep hearing over and over and over again, then that tends to stick out a little bit more.
What would you suggest if a viewer wants to convey how they feel about a certain storyline or how they feel about the show as a whole? What is your suggestion as the best way for them to do that? I know you have a comment line people can call in to.
Yeah, the comment line goes over... The comment line's good because the comment line actually goes over to General Hospital production offices, and all of those messages are transcribed and logged. So, you know, again, that's another great place for resources, just in general. It's not the sole place that, you know, will affect change, but it's just another place. So letters to ABC, to myself, you know, online, if you're, you know, I tend to scroll through my comments as much as I can possibly take them. So, you know, and I really respond to people who are you know, respectful with their comments. So, for those people
who follow you on Facebook, so.
Oh, good. They'll drop me a message then, because there's many people who send me messages every day, and you know, and if it's something that you just want to get off your chest, I'm more than happy to listen to. I might not be able to do anything myself because, you know, I am not the be-all and end-all on this show. I know people like to think that I have some kind of gavel, and when I say no, that we have to change direction. But it's not like that. It's very much a group effort. We listen to each other. We talk to each other. We talk story. We talk characters. And sometimes we come up with compromises, and sometimes, you know, I lose arguments all the time. And sometimes I win an argument. So it's, you know.
Well,
I've
been watching for over 40 years, so I'm,
oh,
I'm pretty
much, so
much of a full-time fan. So.
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
I'm so happy to hear.
And you will come back on the show anytime. We are going to take another call.
And what was your name?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, great, Sharon. Thank you so much, and feel free
to
send
welcome.
A message. All right, thanks, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 215, you're on the air.
Hi, Nathan, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nathan.
Thank you.
Is Nathan there?
Yeah, so what is your quick question for Nathan?
Well, I was going to ask Nathan about Michael Easton coming back, but now I want to ask him about Helena's will.
Okay. Nathan? Oh, my gosh.
Here?
Nathan,
oh,
what
hello?
Happened?
Oh,
that's
I think
weird.
I was muted or something.
No, I didn't mute you. Maybe it's stupid blog talk. Okay, Cassio.
Oh, yeah. Okay, am I back? Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
Cal,
I heard all you guys. So we are getting close to, and forgive me, I was just reading an episode for April today, so I'm a little bit fuzzy on memory, but we're getting close to revealing what's in Helena's will. So that is coming very soon. I don't know, on air, refresh me, we haven't gotten to that yet, have we?
No, it's set for next Friday, the 12th.
Gotcha, okay.
And I'm
so
sure
you know.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, first off, I wanted to say hi to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. Yeah, I was on mute. I guess.
I don't know what happened, Nathan. I'm so sorry. Maybe blog talk. I don't know.
But anyway, it's scheduled for next Friday, so it's coming up this week. I suppose there's some surprises in there.
Oh, huge surprises. You know, there's going to be something interesting that happens with Laura that's going to send her off on a new story. So it's going to be really interesting. And the way that they shot it, there's going to be some surprises that I don't want to blow. So it's going to be really dramatic, and the way that they shot it and how it's read, it's all very interesting. So
okay, listen, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in, Kat. Great to talk to you.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Okay, Kat, we'll put you on hold. Thanks, Kat.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay, let's see. 917, you're on the air with Nathan and I.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who
Welcome.
Is this?
917, you're on the air. Okay. Well, maybe he just wanted to listen, but he had the number, his one up. 717, you on the air? 717, you on the air? Okay. People are becoming psyched tonight. 910, you on the air?
That's me, Carly.
Bobby.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello,
hey,
how are you?
It's great to talk to you again, Nate.
You too. What's your name again?
It's Bobby.
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Fine. I have a few questions that's coming up. Now, I know you recently got, I don't want to say stoned, but you got technically on loan, but I think it could be permanent depending on how long Ashley Jones is going to be on General Hospital, and I'm happy for that. And that brings me to the question, how long will Ashley be on? Will it be just for February, or will she probably be maybe added to being a regular cast member? Because I know there's a storyline with Christina and her that's going to be big.
Yeah, we started that story. So, you know, Parker was finally revealed last Friday, which was great. Interesting little twist there. You know, right now she's recurring. I don't have any plans as of today, you know, to add her to the cast full time. She is wonderful. She's a terrific actress. I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
she decided to do the show.
Right.
I think she adds just
right.
everything that I was looking for in that character, Parker. The journey is a little bit more on the Christina side, but Parker does play a huge part in it. So,
right.
it, you know, as long as we can have her around, I am excited
right.
to have her. I don't have an exit date for you yet.
Right. And speaking of Lexi for a minute, isn't she recurring right now, or is she just basically on every day? Because I don't remember seeing her on the SoulCentral.com cast list yet.
You know, she's one of our, I like to just call everyone a General Hospital player just because, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's,
right.
you know, contract or no contract, I really enjoy seeing everybody on our show. And,
right.
You know, we are in the midst of a pretty big Christina story, and she'll definitely be around, indefinitely. And you know,
right.
I can't give you like an exact number or date, but, she's instrumental in the show right now. So, that's the best I have for you.
And finally,
yeah.
my question is the situation with Emma. I know Brooklyn has a sister that's on Young and Restless right now. Is there any possibility that maybe, and I don't want to say recast her,
no.
maybe at this time?
Carly does not want to recast.
No,
I mean,
Bobby, don't even put that in Nathan's head. Okay.
Well,
I'm saying,
Nathan, if you're going to just age up the kids, you better not
no.
do the same thing that they did on Days with their
no.
kids. That was a big mistake
no.
with Days.
No.
Right, yeah.
No, sorry to interrupt you, boys.
I can tell
no.
you right now we have no plans to age up those characters as of today. Look, it's a little easier sometimes when you have kids and you age them up into the high school age to give them a little bit more story. But Brooklyn is such a terrific actress. You know, I think it would be a great, great loss
know,
to lose her.
Right, and I know that she wants to focus on schoolwork and stuff like that, and it would be a shame to just see her replace her sister on Young and Restless and see her no longer on GH.
That
like
won't happen.
Okay.
Hopefully
yeah.
won't happen.
But, But it was great to talk to you again, Nathan. And
you too, Bobby. Yeah,
all.
Absolutely. We will always do anything we can for Brooklyn, and we admire the heck out of her. So hope we can find something for her a little bit more, you know, permanent down the road. The good news is she still does have a grandma in Port Charles. So.
Right. I know that that with summer coming up, it might be probably more airtime for her with her out of school and stuff.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, it's another perfect, so
yep.
Hopefully
okay,
she'll
Bobby. Bobby, I got to take one quick call, and then, okay?
All right.
Nathan has to
Thanks,
go.
Bobby. Have a great night.
All
Bye.
Right.
Bobby, I put you on the home, Bobby. Maggie is on. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Nathan. Really? Oh, enjoying. Everybody knows, I think, by now. I've been since day one, EHR.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
I love it.
And
great to hear.
TGIT is amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I love it, too. Yeah, I'm a big fan, and I don't even work on those shows, so I hear you.
any quick question? Because Namefay has to go. I promised him.
I know.
Okay. Next time... Take care.
Nathan, can we help you back maybe in the summertime? Would that be bookable?
Of course, more than happy to come back and discuss more GH fun
with
you.
Yeah, and I know it's a Friday night, and you probably have a life.
I have more meetings, actually. I have another meeting in about 10 minutes, so more work coming up.
That's why you said, you know, I tried to get you off, you know, on time. And
No worries.
And next time maybe we can get you in for a little longer, because people love to talk to you, and I know people.
I know, there's
only
so much to talk about.
I took 10 minutes. I know I'm gonna get hated, whacked over the coals for this one. I know, but Nathan's a friend of mine, and you know, I hardly ever get to talk to them, people. And, you know, this was my chance, people, so I was selfish tonight. There.
No, it's okay. It's your show, Carly.
Yeah, I know. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Oh, and we want to know really quick from you, is there any, is Song ever going to be out of jail? And will we see TJ and Sunny Mo?
Sean, first question was about Sean, right? Sean, you got to keep watching to see if Sean is going to get out of jail, because, you know, we obviously know that he might be in there for someone else's dirty work. So keep watching for that. And then what was the second question? I'm sorry, Seymour Sunny with who?
Sunny and TJ, because TJ living with Sunny. Are we going to see?
Oh, TJ, yeah.
Yeah, and
we are
Sunny and TJ.
Taquan shot a pilot for Showtime. We're waiting to hear if Showtime is going to pick that up. If they pick that up, he will go ahead and shoot that show, and we might have limited availability with him. So we're kind of in a holding pattern with TJ right now until we find out what Showtime is doing. But Showtime said they should make a decision probably sometime in the next couple months.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, have fun working tonight.
Thank you, Carly.
And then take yourself out for dinner. Yeah. Out for a nice glass of wine. Because after all, you've been working 5 days a week, and I believe you work on the weekends, too. So.
I was going to say every weekend starts the real fun, because that's when all the outlines come in. So I'll be reading 6 or 7 new stories this weekend, and we'll be going into April stories. So really exciting.
Well, you know, if you ever need help with any of that,
I might
take
you up on that, so I can take a weekend off every once in a while.
Yeah,
I feel
will.
Like you're probably fine reading them all, right?
Yeah, and you know,
sure.
And I won't tell
you
it so. And also, if you do that, I could become your personal assistant. I'm joking, but that would be awesome.
That would be. I would. I need help. That's for sure. It's only me, so I need a staff. That's for sure. Thanks, Carly, so much. It's been fun. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, people, mm-hmm. I am sorry if I didn't get to your questions tonight. Yeah, I feel really, really guilty now.
Okay.
Bobby?
Yeah.
David?
It's Nay Aine on the Brooklyn.
Hello.
David? Kat, you here? Kat?
Yes.
Yes, hon. I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
917. It's 77. I know, but 773. And 717. You guys are all here.
Hey,
again,
the angel here.
Hey, guys.
Again, I want to apologize. I want to apologize to everyone. If I didn't get your call in this time, please Facebook me or Twitter me or Twitter Maggie or Bobby. Let me know your area code so when Nathan comes back again, you will be the first call. I was only limited time tonight, and I really apologize for it. So, yes. And I haven't seen the show today, people.
I did.
In fact, I haven't seen any shows. But, you know.
Right now, I'm just DVRing today's day, so I won't tell you what happened anyways.
Mm-mm.
But I remember, but I want to just go back to a couple of weeks ago, and this is the reason why the people that made the pre-Emmy stuff mess up big on their actress, Christian Alfonso, for her performance in November, and Ariana Zucker for her performance back on January 6th. I know they just messed up very bad on that one because there was two good actresses. I mean, I understand Cassie, and I think she or Kate deserves the Emmy more than these two, but at least give them a supporting actress nominee. And I know next year that's something that people are going to have to look out for with Ariana Zucker, not only with what happened back in the month of January with Daniel's death, with Nicole, especially on January 6th, but with other things. And also, because she's going to be the only one left with Cassie gone and Kate gone, unless they can find a good actress to play Abigail, or we see that Cameron Braun have impressed us a lot to consider an Emmy nomination, or Marie Wilson stick around on the show. So as far as the actress of days goes, so I'm a little disappointed that Ariana Zucker and Chris
Brown.
I have
no idea what you're talking about.
Days, Kathy.
Oh, I didn't watch that one. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's okay.
Okay, I was
another caller, 215-0, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us. Welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Oh, hi. I watched General Hospital. I wanted to ask about Michael Easton coming back to the show.
Okay, well, you missed Mike, you missed Nathan. I'm really sorry. He touched on that issue tonight. And yes, he's coming back to the show. It will be a different character, but it will be really, really good.
So this would be like the fourth or fifth time that he played the character in a Port Charles form.
No, we don't yet. We don't know. It's a new character.
Okay.
And, and Nathan Barty will be back here in the summertime. So I will remember your area code, and if you call back, I will let you talk to Nathan, but, we have limited time tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
It's great to see Michael Easton back on General Hospital, because this will be, the fourth or fifth time on both General Hospital and Port Charles he had played some sort of character, because he brought his McBannock character from One Life Live over there to begin with, and he also had a couple members of the Clay family from Port Charles over on to General Hospital. So it's great to just see him back. And I hope it doesn't throw a wrench into the whole Jason Sam situation now. That's the only thing I'm a little bit worried about. I mean, I love the chemistry that Michael and Kelly have on General Hospital and Port Charles in the past, but I don't know.
Okay. Really quick. We are going to do a Super Bowl topic before we go. Kat, Bobby,
yes,
Maggie. Who is everyone rooting for in the Super Bowl this weekend?
Denver Broncos.
Okay.
I like the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers.
Okay. How about you, Maggie?
Zico. Ron Rivera, I got to vote for him for the Panthers.
Well, and everyone knows how I feel about Cam Newton, so I will be going for the Broncos. And besides, the Broncos were my granddad's favorite team ever, so it's kind of loyalty to him. I hope Denver can pull out. What is everyone doing for Super Bowl Sunday? Kat, are you having a big party?
No, I'm actually going to a party.
Fun.
Good girl. Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Drink lots and lots of wine. I'm kidding. Well, not really.
No. Beer, beer, beer.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I hang up, I wanted to tell you goodbye. And this was a great show. You did great, Carly. Very, very proud
thank
of
you.
You.
And thank you, Anne.
I'm going to hang up now. Bye, guys. Bye. Bye, David.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye, Kat.
Bye, Kat.
Okay, so this
did David vote for what team?
Oh, yeah, David, well, who do you want?
Denver Broncos.
Oh.
Oh, God, I'm outnumbered. I guess I'm outnumbered 2-4.
Yeah. Well, because Chico, our...
Anyways, I'm going to go to a bar and watch the game.
Ah.
Yeah. What about you, Maggie?
Fun. At home yelling at the TV. Like you usually am.
Okay. What about you, Carly?
Okay, I might watch a little of the Super Bowl, but since I'm still mad that Seattle is not in it, I'm still mad. Because we got beaten by those little idiot Panthers. No disrespect to you, Bobby.
Well, that's okay. If anything, Carly, just check out the commercials, and during our next show, we can just discuss that if there's time after our next guest.
Oh, and that thing you. And, Bobby, you know what? I was going to ask Nathan about the Emmy thing. That was on my list, and I forgot. Shoot.
I had a big
one,
too.
I know,
yes.
You and I are both.
Yeah.
But
I went over my opinion over what happened with the Days nominees already.
Yeah, for you guys know, there's no show on Monday. Tuesday, we are here at 4 o'clock. James Reynolds, who plays Abe Carver from Days of Our Life, will be here.
That's 7 o'clock out in the East Coast, right? That's 7 o'clock in the East, right?
Right.
The show.
Yes. Yes. And then Zayety will be in the house on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then
I think I can stay up for that one.
and then on the 11th, Jessica Morris, who played from One Life to Live, will be here.
I would love to talk to her because I've always wanted to talk to her. I won't ask her about her little scene that she did in Role Models because I saw the film, and let me just say that she did a topless scene, and even though I wasn't offended by it, it wasn't as bad as what I saw Kim Latula do in the film last year, but I just don't want to bring that up to her because I don't think that, but I thought it was just kind of great for her to do a movie like that, but I didn't know she was going to be that edgy because I was expecting
very
from her character Jen.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Gee, very good, though.
Right.
And David, what are you doing this weekend?
We watch the Super Bowl. We buy a new fast screen TV, and I'm going to watch on fast screen TV.
All right.
And have parties, so.
There you go.
told you.
I'm going to be resting this weekend.
Okay.
The reason why we did not have a show last week, I was in the ER on Thursday, guys, and I wasn't up for a show last week. I mean, I really wanted to have one, but my surrogate mom told me to go to bed and rest.
Well, so,
you're up too early for you.
I understand, because I just got back from a basketball game, and I would have been ready to just do a show with you or with anybody else on Blog Talk versus anybody else over on TalkShoe. I would have been happy to do a show with one of the two internet shows last Friday, but didn't have the time.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, and next week, Friday, we will probably have kind of a soapy Valentine's Day show on who is the best Valentine on the soap.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot to watch this weekend.
Yes, you do.
So do I.
Well, I basically got to get back to just catching up on House of Cards on Netflix, and then I'm going to watch, I'm going to catch up with my primetime shows. So I'm going to be kind of busy up until the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I got one comment for the ladies. Anybody out there that watches GH, we got a new hunk today, and I hope he's my sonny's neurosurgeon. He just joined the staff, and wow.
Right.
I do want to say
very quickly before we go out there, just in case I don't, some of you haven't seen Days yet or not, but as you know, Marie Wilson had just recently joined this show. And I think was a couple of months ago we had her on the show, and I was kind of suggesting her to either go to Days or maybe return back to the Port Charles GH family. So I was happy that she got a chance to come back to Days. But I haven't seen today's show yet.
Well, okay. Watch
me
this.
Me either.
Well, you know, and you know, we are gonna. It was a great call. So tonight, and we have a show all five, 4 days next week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes,
4.
We are on 5 days
4.
Away. So, and we are only off on Monday. And Monday afternoon, I will be going to Olive Garden with my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of happy I have a niece that drives. no, she's 21.
Really help.
Yeah, 22. So.
I do want to say one thing, Carly. I was thinking about you because I know, I don't know if this broke into General Hospital or Days or Bowling Beautiful out where you live, but I heard there was a big shooting in the Tacoma area, and I was a little bit worried about you because I have a couple of friends that one that was vacationing up in the area and one that that just moved there from Colorado, and I was a little bit worried about them.
Well, Tacoma is about 45 minutes away from here. My sister and her family live in Tacoma, and I heard about it. But I'm sure your friends are okay. You know, because it was this, you know, it was this two brothers that did this. And, you know, and then they drove to California and they got arrested.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I don't know if it broke in locally for the Seattle market so far as the daytime
I know,
show
it didn't break in for the Seattle market, then I will tell you why. Because they happen late at night. So, you know, they were already, you know, on the air. Yeah, so, but, you know, love and prayer goes out to the Earth, Wind, and Fire guy that passed away yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, Maggie.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now, but my prayers are with his family. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love their songs, but I love their songs and I just didn't know which one of the members died or anything.
The founding
like that,
one. White, I think.
Oh,
last
Maurice
name?
White. Maurice
yeah,
White.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I love their songs growing up because that was when music was really music, nothing like this rap stuff that you hear today.
No, he was.
Well, no, and you know,
Parkinson's.
You know, but no, this relax. What are you guys doing for dinner tonight, Bobby? Have you ate already?
Well, I already had chicken, so I'm probably just going to get me a snack and just watch House of Cards and Mike and Molly on demand as I'm going to play catch-up
again.
Oh,
I'm still mad. I'm still mad about Mike and Molly going off sale.
Right. But
there's so much more they could do.
And the good thing is with Melissa McCarthy is at least I get to see her in more movies. And I tell you, if you haven't seen a Melissa McCarthy film, she is not the same one that you see on Mike and Molly because she literally.
Oh no!
And
you guys should go see Spy. Go run Spy. Spy is so good.
Well, I got that on my next queue along with Bridesmaid because Bridesmaid was on TV the other night and I just didn't get a chance to check it out. Because I just figure, why want to watch an edit version of the movie when I can get the uncensored version on DVD from Netflix?
Oh, right. Well, yeah, but, you know, I love Spy. Mom, you need to see Spy.
Okay, I wasn't seeing it.
Yeah, Mom, your sister loved it, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's recommended.
Right.
Right. Okay, so you guys enjoy Super Bowl weekend. Enjoy Super Bowl weekend, and we will be back on the air on Tuesday. And
enjoy everybody.
Yeah, enjoy everyone.
Thank you, Julie. Goodbye.
Okay,
bye, guys. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.